Well, we began this morning with great joy, with palms in our hands and that familiar cry of Hosanna. And it's worth remembering what that word Hosanna actually means. I think there's a number of school kids here who will know because I've really impressed it upon them this past week. Hosanna. Save us. Yeah, because we talked about that too. We talked about a lot. Right, Mr. Schneider? So, Hosanna. Meaning, save us, Lord, save us, rescue us. That's actually how we began today, this Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, and start this whole week with a cry for help. And then pretty quickly, of course, we see things shift. Right, the same Jesus who's welcomed and hailed as King is betrayed, rejected, condemned, and then crucified. We heard that solemn reading of the Passion. And it can feel a bit jarring, almost like emotional whiplash. But the church does this for a reason. She does this on purpose to put both of these things together. That we can't separate the King, Jesus, from the cross. We can't separate the King from the cross. Because when Jesus enters Jerusalem, he's really being welcomed and hailed as the Messiah, King. But what kind of King? What kind of King? The people didn't all fully understand what kind of King he is. That he's not the King the crowds expected. They thought they needed saving from political oppression, from the Romans, from corrupt religious leaders. And what we see in the Passion is that he came to do something much greater. That what we ultimately need saving from is sin and death. And that means his way of being king looks very different. And so this king doesn't take up a sword, he takes up a cross. He doesn't take up power, he lays down his life. He doesn't reign from a throne in a palace, he reigns from the cross. That's why these moments have to be held together. What we heard in the beginning, the first gospel, with the triumphal entrance of our Lord into Jerusalem, hailed as King, and then with the Passion of our Lord. And more than that, brothers and sisters, it's important that we're not just remembering all this, these events. We're actually being drawn into it today and really throughout this Holy Week. That same cry of Hosanna, save us, is our cry too. And the Passion is God's answer to that cry. It's God's answer to that cry. There's a line from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. If you've heard me mention him more than once before, it's because I really like Bernard of Clairvaux. But Bernard of Clairvaux really gets at this. He points out how those same voices that cry out Hosanna will just days later be saying, crucify him. He writes, how different the cries that now are calling him King of Israel, and then in a few days' time will be saying, we have no king but Caesar. What a contrast between the green branches and the cross, between the flowers and the thorns. Before, they were offering their own clothes for him to walk upon, and so soon afterwards, they are stripping him of his and casting lots upon them. The same crowd that welcomes him will reject him, too. And if we're honest, brothers and sisters, that's not just them. That's all of us, too, that in our own hearts. We can do the same thing. We can praise him, and then turn away. We can say, he's my king, but not actually let him reign in our lives. Every time we choose sin in a very real way, we're joining that other crowd, echoing their cry, crucify him. And the Passion shows us just how serious that is. As the Catechism says, at that moment of our Lord's Passion, his crucifixion, we see sin in all its forms, betrayal, hatred, cowardice, denial. But at the very same time, that's actually when Jesus is pouring out his mercy. As the Catechism reminds us, it is precisely in the Passion when the mercy of Christ is about to vanquish it, that sin most clearly manifests its violence in its many forms. However, at the very hour of darkness, the sacrifice of Christ secretly becomes the source from which the forgiveness of our sins will pour forth inexhaustibly. So on the cross, we see both things at once. We see how real, how serious sin is, the depth of our sin, and how much God loves us. The even greater depths of his mercy. And there's one other thing we should take notice of, and really all this week, none of this happens to Jesus by accident. None of this happens by accident. Our Lord, he's not a victim. He does become our saving victim, to be sure. He offers himself willingly. He's not swept up in these events, somehow beyond his control. He's choosing this. He's meek as he rides in on the ass, and he's hailed as king. And that's a sign of meekness, that he is the strong one, but fully in control. He's choosing this at every step with his entry into Jerusalem, knowing exactly what will happen. The Last Supper, his silence before his accusers, as we heard in the gospel reading. He's in control. This is the love of a king who freely lays down his life for his people. So what do we do with all of this? Well, first, it's a chance for us to look honestly at our own hearts, to examine our own hearts in a very real way. Now, where do we cry Hosanna but resist his kingship in our lives, hold something back? Where do we want Jesus in part of our life but not all of it? Where do we welcome him in word but reject him in our lives? And second, brothers and sisters, this week is an invitation. Don't just let this week, this Holy Week, pass by like any other. Holy Week isn't just something to observe. It's something to enter. This week, slow down. Slow down. Make extra time for prayer. Spend some time with the Scriptures. Even just sit quietly with the Lord. Don't let this week pass by like any other. And especially, I want to really encourage you, come to the liturgies of the Sacred Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil. If you've never experienced them before, especially, I invite you. They're powerful. Right? We see these actions performed only once a year in these liturgies. This is where we walk with the Lord through everything we just heard this Palm Sunday. And see, these aren't just like rituals. They're real encounters with the very heart of our faith. Because with every liturgy, the same saving mystery of our Lord Jesus, his passion, death, and resurrection, is made present again. So today we cry, Hosanna, save us. And this week we see how he answers that. So let's stay with him through this week, all the way to the cross, and then to the joy of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.